Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Stranger Places performed live in studio by Joy Downer. That was beautiful. Thank you guys so much for joining me on Human Crafted Radio. How are you doing today?
We're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having
me. Oh, let me turn on your mic, Joy.
Oh, that might be good.
You can keep her off.
Oh, there you go. Okay, third time's the charm. There you are.
I'll handle all the questions today.
Wait a minute. Okay, I have to confess that I thought that Joy, I thought you were a solo singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. But I'm super glad you brought Jeff. He knows what he's doing. He really is making your vocals and words and everything shine. So,
Absolutely.
Jeff, introduce yourself, man.
Sure. Well, I'm the downer of the group. I'm Jeff Jeff Downer.
I was going to say, there's a paradox going on even in the band name.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And then it just became so apparent that that's the band name. Those are the themes that we're kind of into exploring, this kind of duality, you know, light and dark, male and female, and it really fit.
The ups and downs.
And it happened to be Joy's name as well.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I think I found your music on SoundCloud, I think on the review. Did you guys get... Do you know if you got featured on the review?
I believe we did.
Yeah, so we look there to find, you know, up and coming, you know, new music and a lot of good indie rock and stuff. So I picked picked your song. I can't remember which one it was, but I featured it on our segment here, King of the Beach, and tweeted out you guys, and then I think you guys won for a couple days in a row. It's like two songs battle off. You have to vote for your favorite.
Oh, so gosh, this is news to me.
Right. Yeah, it's because Jeff runs Twitter and you run Instagram.
That's right. I can vouch for this. It's yeah. True. Click on those sunglasses. You know?
Exactly. King of the Beach. So I'm just really glad that you guys made your way down here from Los Angeles. And that song, if you're just tuning in, Joy Downer performed Stranger Places. And it has a Lord of the Rings reference, I think.
It does. This was a co-write with a good friend of mine who goes by the name of Salt Cuts. And it was her poem... And I turned it into a song because it deeply touched me. I could relate to it. So,
yeah, I can. When you sing it, yeah. Like you're totally in it. You're telling a story. You're in the moment. You know, it's very apparent that you connect with all the words. So that's amazing that you didn't write them, but you found them and it worked for you.
Yeah. It was meant to be, I think, because I read those and I had this melody and Jeffrey had that guitar part. We hadn't yet settled on the words and the poem fit so perfectly. It was kind of meant to be, so, yeah.
Beautiful song. Yeah, it's incredible. So you have 5 songs on this EP, Radio Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you drop that officially?
What date was it? It was
January 27th.
January 27th.
Yeah, so about 2 months ago.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And you're gearing up to get back in the studio at some point and release a follow-up?
Definitely, yeah. We have a new batch of songs we can't wait to record.
Awesome.
Soonish.
I just noticed your shirt has a face on it.
It does. It has many faces on it.
Oh my gosh. We're gonna have to post that on Instagram.
Absolutely, yes.
So everyone knows what I'm talking about. Yes. But Joy's wearing a really cool shirt. It's awesome.
It's one of those shirts you have to really look at and then all of a sudden it's kind of scary. Because it looks like a chef shirt, right?
Yeah,
it kinda
looks
he makes fun of me and he asks me what I'm gonna about to cook or something.
It's a culinary shirt, but when you get into it,
yeah, and
there's layers.
And you don't really cook, do you? Because I saw on your Instagram live you had a Pop-Tart for breakfast.
Yes, guilty as charged. No, that's the breakfast of champions.
And I was jealous. Did you bring me any Pop-Tarts?
I have suckers in the car. I really do. I have a bucket of suckers. He caught me unpeeling it.
You guys came down, and it kind of goes with the whole paradox, but you got here. You're setting up, and the sun finally came out. It exposed itself, and then it went away once you started playing. So it's the joy, and then the downer. And Jeff, what's your last name?
It is Downer.
Really?
Yeah.
And Joy, what's your last name?
My last name was Bishop, but then I married this Downer, and I'm Joy Downer now. So it fit not only because it was my name.
It is your name.
It fits the music.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea. And congratulations. How long have you guys been married?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And when did you decide, or how long have you been making music together?
7 years.
Yeah, just about. But the Joy Downer project is the most trimmed down, version that we've been doing. We had a band with her brother, which is actually how we met in San Diego. And then throughout the years, we just started, kept trimming away. And this is the most, efficient
it's
project.
It's the next step in the update.
Yeah, the latest iteration, mm-hmm.
Yes, if you will. Well, I'm really enjoying it. And I think that we gotta play another one live for our listeners. Are you guys down?
I would love to. Absolutely.
All right, what do you want to play next?
Let's play You and I Collide.
Also off of Stranger Dreamers. Radio Dreamer. That's your debut EP.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. It's Joy Downer live at our Pearl Street studios with You and I Collide.
Beautiful. Nothing.
Joy Downer live on KX93.5. That song was called You and I Collide off of their debut EP, Radio Dreamer. Guys, that is such feel-good music. I really, really dig it.
Thank you very much.
I don't really hear the downer much in there. I mean,
I don't know. Well, they sound very happy, but the lyrics are kind of this battle of these difficult relationships and the difficult points. And I think I wanted to be honest with all of my lyrics in that it's not always easy, but there's a lot of beauty in sticking to it and choosing each other every day.
And, you know, delivering these kind of heartbreaking lines over this swimmy, dreamy, kind of feel-good music is, I don't know, I've always liked that delivery.
Yeah, you guys you guys found something really beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm going to need some marriage advice from you guys. And I'm having...
Don't ask us.
Well, your advice will be like, write a song together.
Yeah,
start
exactly.
a band.
I would say find something that you connect over and bond.
Which we've yet to find.
Oh, stop it.
You guys... I wish that this was being filmed. You guys are really cute. It's Human Crafted Radio. If you're just tuning in, we have Joy Downer live in studio. They are performing songs off of their debut EP, Radio Dreamer. And this is their debut radio appearance. So that's kind of cool. It's no longer a radio dream.
It's true. What am I going to do with my life now?
I wonder how many times I can get away with using that.
Right.
Yeah.
A few more.
At least three more times. Right? So I want to ask you guys a couple questions about what you do. Well, first of all, I want to catch you guys live because when you play live, you have a drummer added to the mix. Is it just a three-piece or
four? She's yet to play with us, but she's super amazing. Her name's Jordan, and she could not be any better on the drums. I've never seen someone play like her.
She's great.
Yeah.
And bringing some live drumming energy... I mean, I didn't think we could add any more, make it more lively, but it really does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's got to bring a whole nother element when you have somebody to react off of, you know, who's holding down that backbeat live on stage. I can't wait to see that. So keep everyone posted. I know you're planning something right now up in L.A.
Yes.
At where was that again?
The Hollywood Roosevelts.
Okay, so as soon as that date gets settled in, let us know so we can let our listeners know. And so hopefully I can get up there because I really want to see this in a full band live setting.
Yes.
And what do you guys do to calm down before a show?
Oh, jeez. So this all started, I'm so bad with accents.
He's the worst. It's the best, though.
When I get nervous, it helps for me to talk in different accents. And my accents always end up sounding like Ringo. So I'll usually start with an Australian accent or something and like, we're at the beach today. Oh, great. All the people.
No, you know, I already did it.
Yeah, you know.
That's Ringo.
It just immediately changes to Ringo.
That's totally Ringo.
All my accents sound like I'm from Liverpool.
What about you, Joy? What's your favorite accent?
Oh, you know, like, I really like to do a British accent because it really calms my nerves. And I like to say things like, I'm so ridiculously nervous. I can't do it. There's no way I can do it. I'll never be able to do it. And then I can do it. But
that's really good, actually. We have a couple British DJs
actually,
here.
Right? Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I'm listening to Laura Buckle right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's really kind.
Sorry, Laura, if that's not what your accent sounds like.
Yeah, she might be. That's rubbish. It's rubbish.
So good.
Opposite side of the spectrum, Joy is outstanding, almost freakishly good with accents, which I think is why it became so funny. She's like, you do your accents.
You've got Ringo down, so just stick with what you're good at.
I'll start Australian, though, and it always ends. It's really funny. No, but I get really nervous for shows, and so anything that I can distract myself with, I'll try it.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I get to hang back. You know, my name is not on the bill. I'm just back here with all my stuff. I get to kind of just,
Your last name's on the bill.
All eyes on Joy Downer, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the recording process of the EP. You teamed up with Rob Kolar?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about that. How'd you guys hook up and what does he do?
Well, he's in a band called Kolars with his wife, Lauren, who is actually how I met him. I was on a commercial with Lauren, an Amazon commercial, and it didn't end up airing, but we stayed friends. And she told me her husband was doing some producing And so I sent him our demo of Caught in Your Spell, and he just totally hit the nail on the head with that, so we knew we had to do the rest of the songs with him. And it was such an amazing experience, and he's such an incredible musician, and he really helped calm my nerves and make me feel like I was in this safe space, and just couldn't have been happier with how it came out.
I think being a producer is one of the toughest jobs in the entire world. You literally have to wear so many hats.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, he's able to grab your vision, or at least, you know, share some, like, a common goal with you on how you want your songs to turn out. But then he's also able to make you feel comfortable and bring out the best performance. Like, there's so much wrapped into that. So I'm glad you found the right guy.
Yeah.
And it definitely shows, you know, it turned out amazing.
Yeah. We're really happy with it.
So that's Rob Kolar of the Kolars.
Yeah.
Was that like at his, does he have a home studio or something? Or?
He does. Yeah. It's a pretty small space, but we got pretty creative with it and didn't seem to give any limits to us at
all. What was your favorite track to record?
I think Stranger Places, because we finally had gotten into this really amazing groove by the end of recording all the songs. That was our last one, and we were really just having a blast with it. And
that was also the most recent one, too. We didn't even think we were going to make it on the EP until...
I'm so glad you didn't leave that out.
The arrangement came together, and then just in the studio, it just came to life, which is really cool.
I love the line, "If this ain't love, I'm in distress." So good. So you guys... I assume you live together. So what's it like to you know, collaborate? Like, do you guys end up writing music at the dinner table in the middle of the night? Like, how does, or do you set aside a time? It's like, we're going to record, or we're going to work on music at this time, or is it spontaneous?
A little all of the above, you know. Sharing a space with somebody that you also collaborate with creatively, I feel that you have to, in some ways, put up this kind of firewall from the daily life, you know, it doesn't matter, dishes, etc. It's like, all right, we got to step into the studio, into the space, and just go for it. It's also equally very convenient, you know. There's a lot of times where Joy will be kind of, I don't know if she's sleeping, but I'll hear her humming melodies into her voice memo on her phone. And then we're going through voice memos and not knowing if she was asleep or awake when she recorded this. You know, just trying to put music to it. And it's pretty fun.
That's classic. Husband and wife duos are just, they're the thing right now. I mean, they work a lot of the times.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's times when they don't work, but like, have you heard of a band called Tennis?
Yeah,
love Tennis.
I love Tennis.
So good.
Yeah. There's another band we're really into called Pure Bathing Culture. They're another just duo. I don't know if they're husband and wife, but I believe they're together. Just a band out of Portland.
What are they called?
Pure Bathing Culture.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic band if you've yet to hear them.
Interesting name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do one more if you guys got one in you. Is that cool?
Sure. Yep. We'll do Caught in Your Spell.
All right. Yeah, that's the one we played and we have in rotation at the moment off of Radio Dreamer. So let's hear a live version of it. It's Joy Downer live on Human Crafted Radio. This is called Caught in Your Spell.
Caught in
In Your Spell, live in studio. That was Joy Downer performing songs off of their debut EP, Radio Dreamer. And man, I love how I started out this session by saying, and I apologize for this, but saying like her debut EP. And now I realize it's like you guys are, and this would not work without one or the other.
Yeah.
You guys are very, very tight together.
Joy and the Downer.
Yes.
We're a duo.
You're a duo, yeah. And I love it. And I'm super glad that I got to witness this live performance in studio. I can't wait to see you guys, you know, full band soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Is there any place you can direct our listeners to grab your music online or follow you?
It's on all of the platforms. Like iTunes, Amazon,
Google
Spotify,
Play, SoundCloud.
All of those. And then we have an Instagram, which is Joy Downer. Mm-hmm. And we have Facebook and Twitter. But Joy Downer with two Y's on Twitter because somebody made a Twitter with Joy Downer and they haven't even been on since 2009.
Their last post. Yeah, last post.
I know how you feel.
Oh, wait, yeah.
I have a Zach Churchill, who's a politician, who stole my Twitter handle. Or who got there first.
Yeah. Jeez.
But so you guys have the same initials now.
Yeah.
JD.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Is it confusing?
No.
Who uses initials anyway? They're not that important. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. If you're just listening or if you missed any of this, you can listen to the whole session on our website, kx935.com. I will get the podcast up shortly. That's Joy Downer performing songs off of Radio Dreamer, their debut EP, recorded with Rob Kolar up in Los Angeles. And thank you guys so much. We're looking forward to more music from you, and we'll continue to spin Caught in Your Spell, and maybe I gotta throw Stranger Places in there.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I gotta throw the whole EP into rotation.
Yeah. Just go crazy with it. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have made it down.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Come back soon.
Alrighty.
Take care.